And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
It's time once again for one of the events that puts Half Moon Bay in the spotlight. We're talking about the annual Arts and Pumpkin Festival. The organization that sponsors the event is the Half Moon Bay Beautification Committee, and Cameron Palmer is a member.
I cannot believe how quickly the year has gone by. It seems like we were just celebrating Pumpkin Festival not too long ago. But we are looking forward to the 48th annual. It's going to be bigger and better than ever in many respects. But one of the things that we haven't talked about in a long time is the vision that brought this all possible. The people that banded together 48 years ago and dreamed up the whole idea of the Pumpkin Festival. Half Moon Bay Beautification Committee really puts this on officially. And a lot of money is generated for nonprofit. Cameron, tell us a little bit about where that money goes. What is the money used for that the Beautification Committee gets?
Jim, good to see you. Thanks for having me in. Absolutely. Well, the money is generated during those 2 days every single year through fees from our vendors. And then, of course, we have a lot of corporate sponsors as well that want to hook onto a winner. So, and what we do throughout the year is we try to find needy causes or projects within the city that we can contribute to. I think our last big one that we did was the McDutra Plaza, where we contributed a little over $100,000 for the reconstruction of it and put the, you know, the stage and the tables and umbrellas and the water features. And that's, I'm glad to see that's getting a lot of use now.
Now, over the years, any idea on a cumulative basis how many thousands and thousands of dollars has been generated for worthy causes on the community, in the community?
Well, I think the last total that we did is we've spent just about $3 million since its inception on community projects, such as help of the undergrounding of the utilities on Main Street. When City Hall was being remodeled, we contributed, I believe, $50,000 towards that. And then, of course, we do a lot of small grants in the past years and future years towards just different nonprofits. We like to focus on the seniors as well as the youth of the community.
Have you given money to the high school before? Do they come into
play? Absolutely. We sure have. I think about every nonprofit has received something from us one way or the other. And it's not just the money that we earn as the Beautification Committee, but it's the opportunity we're providing these 30-plus nonprofits to make their bonanza of money during these 2 days.
For some of them, it's probably the biggest source of revenue they have.
Absolutely is. And, of course, we do not allow any commercial food vendors in. All of our food vendors have to be local nonprofits only. And we try to only have one of each item so no one's stealing sales from the other group. And but we do have a lot of really great food to offer at this festival.
Oh, absolutely. I think of the Lions Club and all, you know, their breakfasts that they have.
Yeah.
Good stuff indeed. So, any final thoughts about anything new in particular? I know that we have Hunter Pence.
Hunter Pence, the great Hunter Pence, who's just announced that he'll be retiring from the Giants.
But I know. I love that guy.
He's a fan favorite without a doubt. But people get their chance to really give him a proper send-off here in Half Moon Bay. So he's agreed to be our Grand Marshal, and he's a crazy cat. He's really excited about it. He said, Cameron, would it be okay if I dress up? Because it's Halloween. And I'm like, Hunter, you do whatever you want. We're just honored to have you. So we've got a great float for him. By the way, the parade is Saturday, 12 noon, and Hunter will be sitting up high on top of the hay bales, surrounded by Little Leaguers in uniform down below. So these kids are so excited to actually be sitting there with a major league ball player. It's going to be great.
Excellent, excellent. Hey, thanks for coming in and sharing that with us. And people, locals, I know sometimes I hear people say, well, you know, with all of these tourists coming in and all these people from out of town, I'm just going to do my shopping on Friday and head to the bunker. But, you know, it's really supporting local. I mean, if you believe in the community, the sense of community that we have here, then it's a chance to get out and buy some food, see some sights, walk, places to park. A lot of people in the neighborhoods just walk from their house literally downtown.
They do, in fact. And we're also providing bike parking called the Bicycle Works in the Victorian House. So you can ride your bike, check your bike in there. They'll watch it for you for a small donation, and then you're so close to all the activities on Main Street. It's a wonderful opportunity to not be stuck in traffic.
No reason not to come. Thank you, buddy, for coming in.
You're very welcome, Jim.
And KHMB's Dr. Ghoul will be in the Pumpkin Festival Parade Saturday. Look for him. You really can't miss him. The Pumpkin Festival is a great source of funding for nonprofits, but remember, the official title is the Half Moon Bay Arts and Pumpkin Festival. On Sunday, local artisans will have a section of Main Street promoting Made on the Coast. Roxanne Kelly gives us more on the Made on the Coast concept.
So here we are, only days away from the Pumpkin Festival. It's really a big affair. It's legendary, actually, and one of the items that people really enjoy is the Sunday feature, which is Made on the Coast. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this year.
Yes, it's coming up fast, and the Made on the Coast group was started in 2012. The lion's share of the development and the organization of the group was done by Margaret Lindsay and Chris Mason. There were other volunteers, of course, but those were the two that really moved and shaped it into place. This will be our seventh year. It's a one-day event, and it's held on the Sunday of the Pumpkin Festival on Main Street between Mill and Kelly Streets from 9 to 5.
What are some of the items that are usually featured? I know there's a variety of things, so give us just a sneak preview of the variety of items that are made on the coast that will be presented.
Sure. It's a juried show, so everything is looked at ahead of time, and we have several jewelry artists. We have a person that makes wearable art. We have a painter and several photographers, a ceramicist and a potter, and we have some food artisans, and a metal workers.
How many people are signed up? Do we have an idea? Educated guess is cheerfully accepted.
We do. We have. I wrote it down to remember it.
Okay, right.
we have 14 artists, and we also have an information booth. That's a really happening place. And we also have a booth for the art students at the Half Moon Bay High School.
Is there one type of artisan or made on the coast items that are more popular than others? Do people gravitate towards one thing like paintings or sculpture?
Well, they're all really exceptional, but historically the potters have a demonstration booth where they throw pots all day, and that is a really popular event with the public. And also Silvio Modena, who has been with the Made on the Coast group since the beginning, he makes these really cool bells from reclaimed and recycled high-pressure metal cylinders, like old helium tanks. And people just love those. And he's a real character, and he's very funny. And it's a fun place to go and take a look at his work and the potter's demonstration as well.
Now, if a person for some reason listens to this and is taken by it and they go, oh, I really want to check that out, but for some reason something comes up, they either are out of town or they're unable to go down to the Pumpkin Festival on that Sunday, are these artisans either individually or collectively available to sell their wares during the year, or how does a person get in touch with the Made on the Coast, or can you?
Yes, absolutely. We have a website. It's madeonthecoast.com, one word, madeonthecoast.com. And there you can go and see all of their artist bios, and all of them either have an email or a website or an Etsy address that they can tap into.
Excellent. Well, we're going to be actually broadcasting from the Pumpkin Festival on Sunday, and we'll make it a point to come by and say hi to you guys.
Please do. That'd be fabulous.
Well, there you have it. A pumpkin peek. A look at some of what awaits you in just a few days at the 48th Annual Arts and Pumpkin Festival. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. Thanks for listening. Get ready now for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. The controls are set for 2005, and you are invited to take a seat. But hurry, the ride begins in just 90 seconds on your hometown community station, AM and FM, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Hello, I'm Susan Ackerman, and I live down on the South Coast, and I come to Granola's, have coffee with my friends, have their incredibly delicious quiche, and have their gluten-free pastries.
Every morning I know when I hear the rooster crow that it's time, that it's time, that it's Java drinking time. Up and out of those beds, you sleepy little heads, wake it up, break it up, pour some Java in the cup. So I'm out of that bed with a cock-a-doodle-doo, with a cup in my hand and a foot in my shoe. It's a wonderful thing what the Java can do. It can do, it can do, it can do. Gotta drink it real straight if you wanna percolate. Drink it right, never light, gotta have a little bite. But the Java's no fun if you gotta drink and run, 'cause you're late for the date, seems you always make him wait. Do, 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 do. Java drinking time is here.
Granola's Coffee House is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors and Half Moon Bay.